To Arizona, where thousands of firefighters from as far away as New York are working today to contain that Wallo wildfire. It's burned nearly 400,000 acres in just 10 days. The smoke has spread as far as Iowa, forced planes to be diverted from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is 200 miles away. It's now the second largest fire in Arizona history. Thousands have fled it. Others have suitcases packed. There are incredible pictures at our website, hearingnow.org. Peter Frenzen is the fire information officer for the Wallo fire. Peter, we understand you're in Springerville, very close to the fire line. Exactly where is it now?
Well, the fire is currently south of the community of Springerville. And yesterday afternoon, we had gusting winds. We have extremely dry fuel conditions, so the fire was spreading in a wind-driven path. And the Apache County Sheriff's Office, which is the lead on this, basically decided yesterday afternoon that the threat was enough to evacuate the southern half of the town of Eager, which is south of Springville, and that's an area south of Highway 260. Folks may know that as Central Avenue.
And what does it look and feel like that close to the fire?
Well, this is a massive fire. When you have tens of thousands of acres of grassland, scrub, and forest in flame, there's just this enormous column of smoke coming up in almost a 230-degree radius. Eager and Springville are called Round Valley. So Round Valley, in the late afternoon when these winds kick up, is nearly surrounded by smoke. It's a really awesome sight to see these columns of smoke rising in an area of that great of a circumference around you.
Well, and also awesome and unsettling, we know. And we're hearing from people like Wally Covington, who's a researcher at Northern Arizona University, that it's very dangerous, in part because he says there's been inadequate thinning, so that, as you said, there's a lot of fuel. There's all this timber in the state's forest. He says you can't buy enough fire equipment or hire enough firefighters when you have a landscape so loaded with fuel. Is that the sentiment, or do you feel that, as we've been hearing, the firefighters have been getting, with backfires and other techniques, have been getting a handle on this?
Robin, it's kind of a combination of the two. I mean, I think there are many places in our forests in the western United States where that's very much true. And we do have a serious fuel situation out there, and that's made even more difficult by the fuel moistures and the really low relative humidities we're dealing with. We're currently dealing with fuels that are drier than the kiln-dried lumber that you would purchase at your lumber yard.
Yeah.
And so this is historic dry conditions. On the plus side, I would say that in particular in this area around these communities, a lot of excellent work has been done by the Forest Service in conjunction with these communities through our FireWise program. So there has been thinning in those communities. That increases the safety for our firefighters, and it also increases our ability to secure the community.
Well, the Wallo isn't the only wildfire in Arizona. There's another one, a major one in southeastern Arizona, the Horseshoe 2 fire. That's burned over 166 square miles. Peter, just briefly, how are people feeling? I mean, there's forest fire season. It feels like this is obviously something different.
Well, I think there are a couple of things, Robin. The forest fire season here in Arizona, we're just starting, and it is early, and it's serious. When we have a lot of large wildfires going simultaneously, it definitely puts a drain on resources. But that said, fire managers and fire officials knew that this day would be coming. Preparations were made. Obviously, it tests our logistical capabilities, but we are doing everything possible to secure those communities, given the caveat that firefighter and public safety is number one, and a very close second to that is to protect these potentially threatened communities.
Peter Frenzen, Fire Information Officer for the Wallo Fire in Arizona. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, Robin.